Hi guys, today I want to talk about how to take care of your pet hedgehog. Owning a hedgehog is it's a pretty interesting thing. You know, they're not really the most cuddly pets out there, but they need your love no matter what. You know, the first part of owning a hedgehog is to decide if you want one or not. I mean, that's basic decision making. But if you don't have the resources or the money to own one and to take care of it, it's probably not a good idea to buy one at that point. But if you do, you know, go for it. You can find personal breeders anywhere. In the state of Oregon, they're illegal. There's many states that are not legal to breed hedgehogs because they're not the indigenous species in that area. But in Oregon, it's legal. Once you decide to purchase a hedgehog from a personal breeder, you know, you got to think about a cage for it, you know, a little hut inside the cage for its little housing, food, water, and heating. Hedgehogs need about 75 to 80 degrees to feel comfortable because they're technically African pygmy hedgehogs from Africa, so they like the hotter weather. And then for my hedgehog, I bought, it's technically for lizards, but it's a night heat lamp. So, I mean, at nighttime, the light doesn't bother you when you sleep, but it puts off enough heat for the hedgehog to feel comfortable around. And the other thing in his cage you need is a wheel. You know, like hamsters or little mice, they run on the wheel because they need to constantly move, but for hedgehogs, it's really for exercise purposes, to keep them healthy and in shape. Because hedgehogs, in their natural habitats, they are constantly moving around at night, looking for little insects off the ground and stuff. And so to recreate that, you need a wheel, so they feel more comfortable in their cage, and that makes a happy hedgehog. And hedgehog food, I buy, it's a certain brand of cat food for hedgehogs. They make hedgehog foods, but they're not really as healthy as they should be for hedgehogs. But the certain brand I buy is called Wellness. It's a organic cat food, which has no GMOs in it, which is genetically mutated organisms that keep it, you know, preserved more. That's kind of sad, actually. It's healthier than I do, but hedgehogs, I mean, they're not really from this area, so they're not really used to all the, you know, different food types, and they could be allergic to a lot of food. So, but this brand is actually very healthy for them, and so far, no problems with him. He actually loves it. It's actually promotes good muscle building, good bone, good calcium for the bones and stuff. Overall, good nutrients for him to be a healthy hedgehog. Another thing you gotta do is water. Water is essential for any sort of life. But you can buy one of those little bottle feeders with a little ball in it. And so far, no problems. He loves it. It works well for him. I mean, once they get bigger, you might think about buying a bigger bottle, but right when they're little babies, just a little small one is just fine for them. The proper way of picking up a hedgehog. Hedgehogs have these things on their back called quills, or technically called spines. They're pretty much very thick hair follicles, but they come to a very, very sharp point. And trust me, they do hurt, because that's its only defense mechanism in the wild, is the curl up in the ball. And any animal that's sniffing around will get his nose plucked with these sharp spines, and it will not deal with that. It will just run away because they hurt. But the proper way to pick up a hedgehog, as soon as you get close to them, they're very skittish, because that's what they have to survive in the wild like that. So he will curl up in the ball, and he will make this hissing noise. It's a pretty scary sound. So I wouldn't recommend any, like, children or anything like that, because it will scare them. It scared me, and I'm a grown man. But the proper way to pick them up is to scoop them from underneath. Because underneath, they have very, very soft fur. So it's much safer for the hedgehog and you to scoop them up with both hands underneath. And then once you pick them up, he'll kind of relax. He'll smell you a little bit. You should be used to your smell by now if you've been with him a while. So he'll, you know, stop hissing. He'll still be kind of skittish because that's their nature, but he'll eventually calm down and then he'll come out of his little ball. And yeah, you can put him on the ground. You know, they love to run around. That's their thing, is to run around. And it's pretty funny to see him go around the house. But you gotta be careful around to make sure there's no like any cracks in the walls that you can slip underneath. Because once I let my hedgehog go, and there's a little crack underneath the washer dishwasher machine, and he almost went down into the foundation of the house, which would not have been good because that's a huge problem because there's no way to get down underneath there. So he'd be stuck down there, and you don't want that. But once you learn how to properly handle your hedgehog with your hands, the next thing to do is to learn how to bathe them properly. Now, personally, my hedgehog, I tried everything to get him to like water. He does not like water for some reason. Every time I give him a bath, I try to give him a warm after so he gets conditioned to water, but so far, no luck. But I've seen a lot of videos where hedgehogs do like water, so it probably depends on the hedgehog. I'm not sure. But the first thing you want to do is make sure is to check their spines on their back for any other debris or something. You know, you can use tweezers or your hands, something like that. But be careful not to hurt the hedgehog. That's the overall goal. Make sure he has a nice bath time. The soap you want to use, it's a baby soap, tear-free. It's got natural oats and stuff in it, so it's not chemicals, not much chemicals in it, so it can doesn't hurt his irritated skin and stuff, so it's all natural. But that's so far, it's the best soap. You know, it gets it clean, it smells good. You know, it doesn't hurt his eyes, not that I know of. But the first thing, once you get the debris off the spines, is, you know, I like to rinse them off first. You know, you can either fill your sink up with water and, like, make him go into the little ball and, like, kind of, like, dip him. Try not to get his face in the water, though. That's kind of mean. See? But get him a little ball in your hands and just kind of dip him with your hands. Get the water on his spines. Get all little debris and stuff out there. But, like, once you do that, I like to put him on his belly. So he opens up the ball, then dip him again so he gets his feet and his fur down below. But once you do that in the water, I like to drain the water, get all the dirt and stuff in there, and then fill it back up, and then put the soap in there. You know, make sure it's all nice and bubbly. And then you do the same thing again, back, belly. You know, kind of scrub his spines a little bit. I like to use an old a toothbrush, not my own. I buy a separate one for him. Get through the spines and stuff, kind of comb through and brush them. And for his belly, you can just kind of massage him with your fingers, but be gentle. You got to remember that he's a smaller creature, and the pressure sensitivity of his skin is a lot different from us, so you got to be very careful. The good rule of thumb is, like, do enough pressure when you rub your eyes. That's the pressure you want on a hedgehog, and maybe even less. But once you do that, drain the water again and make sure all the soap's gone. Fill it back up, but don't put any soap in it. This is the rinse-off period. Do the same thing. Back, get all the soap out, and then the front. You know, and once you're done rinsing them off, it's nice to get a towel. Another good rule of thumb is to wait at least 30 minutes before you put him back in his cage, because there's still, like, dirt in his cage, probably some poop and pee and stuff like that. So you don't want him to get dirty immediately, so he gets all dried off. What I like to do is, you know, put him in a towel, kind of rub him down, but gently, of course. And then I just like, you know, just lay the towel down and just sit, and, like, you could do homework, watch TV, and he would just, like, run around the towel a little bit and, you know, get some airflow going on him. So that way it dries off quicker. And plus, it's good bonding time with your hedgehog. That's really the most important part, is trying to bond with your hedgehog. You don't want to just, like, you know, give him a bath and throw him back in his cage. You know, that's not good ownership right there. So hopefully in the future you think about buying a hedgehog. I mean, like I said before, they're not the most cuddly pets, you know, like a dog or a cat, you know. They don't really snuggle well because their spines, they do hurt. But as a hedgehog owner, so far I love it. You know, it's a different pet, you know, and you need to take care of your hedgehog, pretty much. You know, I'm a kind-hearted person, and I couldn't just neglect him. You know, I care about him, and that's a key of owning the hedgehog, is caring. That's a key to owning anything, really, is caring and have a heart about it. So hopefully you learned something from this video, and if you buy a hedgehog, you know, there's a lot of online databases that have good help and stuff, and usually the breeder tells some good advice and stuff like that. So I hope in the future you decide on a hedgehog, and this video helps you learn some new stuff to take care of him. Thanks for listening.